1. July 21, 14. Concern for man himself and his fate must always form the chief interest of all technical endeavors. Concern for the great unsolved problems of the organization of labor and the distribution of goods, in order that the creations of our mind shall be a blessing and not a curse to mankind. Albert Einstein, Address to California Institute of Technology, 1931. 1. Diana Covington, San Francisco. For some of us, of course, nothing would be enough. That sentence can be taken two ways, can't it? But I don't mean that having nothing would ever be satisfactory to us. It isn't even satisfactory to livers, no matter what pathetic claims they lay to an aristo life of leisure. Yes, right. There isn't a single one of us that doesn't know better. We donkeys could always recognize seething dissatisfaction. We saw it daily in the mirror. My IQ wasn't boosted as high as Paul's. My parents couldn't afford all the gene mods Aaron got. My company hasn't made it as big as Karen's. My skin isn't as small-pored as Gina's. My constituency is more demanding than Luke's. Do the blood-sucking voters think I'm made of money? My dog is less cutting-edge gene mod than Stephanie's dog. It was, in fact, Stephanie's dog that made me decide to change my life. I know how that sounds. There's nothing about the start of my service with the Genetic Standards Enforcement Agency that doesn't sound ridiculous. Why not start with Stephanie's dog? It brings a certain satiric panache to the story. I could dine out on it for months. If...